Okay. Says the Gemara, Makor 1. Amar Rav, Basar, famous Psak of Rav, Basar, Kevin, Shen, Salamina, Ayin, Asar. You take your eyes off the meat, it becomes treif. Meisve, Rebbe Omer, Makolim, Vitabchi, Yisrael. Makolim means not what we call Makolet, but a butcher shop. The butcher shop and the slaughterers are Jewish, meaning the meat in town is Jewish. Basar, Nimsa, Viad, Akum, Mutter. We find meat in the hands of a guy, it's Mutter, even though your eyes were off it. Nimsa, Viad, Akum, Shiny. No, if it's in the hands of a guy, it's okay. Meaning we're not afraid the guy made the meat treif because guys are people. They only shop at butcher shops and butcher shops are Jewish. We're only afraid if we take our eyes off it, an animal might have switched it. Or a bird. And then they might have switched it for treif. Tashma, teisha, chanu, is kulam, mochel, b'shar, shchuta. We all know this then. V'achas, mocheres, b'shar, v'il, v'il, v'lachach, me'ech, b'hen, yodeh, me'ezim, lachas, v'eko, asr. That's kavua, not our topic. Now, v'nimtza, halachach, harov. If you find it, you follow the rov. Sapash, b'shar, is. Any meat on the street, you follow Rove. No, hachanam minim to yaru kachavim. No, it's somebody to find in the hands of a guy. And the Gemara goes on with lots of dochuk terutzen. V'had Rav, la beferish et mar lemiklala. My Rav didn't say this before us, we just deduced it. De Rav have a yosva mavr de shtatis. Rav was sitting by the crossing of the river by shtatit. Chazilo gavadav kam chaver reishi. He saw a guy washing an animal head in the river. Nafal mine azalaisi silte. He trapped it. It fell. So he got a basket to fish it out. Shada, he threw in the basket, like with the rope, and asik train, he pulled out two heads. What do we see from here? We see from here that if the guy threw in one head and took out two heads, then if he had taken out one head, it might not have been the same one. Right? So meat could easily be switched. Amarav, avdi nami hachi, these things happen. Asrinu nili, he asered all the meat. Amalei, Rav Kanalar, Rav Asi, the Rav, the Isur Shchicha de Terlish. They say, what do you mean? Only usher meat is common. Maybe it's heter meat that he found. Amalei, the Isur Shchicha de Terlish. No, there's more usher meat. Okay. That's how we know that Rav asered basar that you took your eyes off. We're in the second paragraph. One, maybe it was a port full of goyim, and that's why he asked it. But in town, where most of the meat was Jewish, he wouldn't have asked it. Should know, because he told them, Isser is more common. So we're not even sure if Rava asked it or not. Maybe he asked it, but maybe he only asked it when most of the meat is goyish, and then he just followed Rove, and then that's not a big chiddush. Okay. Jonah, we are in Makor 1, second paragraph. Fourth line of the second paragraph. The Isur Shchicha Tvei, period. El Rav Hechi Achol Bisra. Here's the question. But Rav, if we assume, now the Gemara seems to backtrack and assume that Rav really did asur it. If Rav says you're not allowed to eat meat, you take your eyes off, how did he eat meat? So three answers. One, Bishate, Dol Olam Einamine. At the time it was Shechted, he never took his eyes off it, like he ate it quickly. Two, Ibaisem Tsaira Vichasuma. It was tied up and sealed. He put a seal on it. Or three, Vina Visimana. He made a simon on it. And if you recognize the simon, that's good enough. Kihad Rav Barvhuna Machakle Klas Karnas, like Rav Barvhuna would cut his meat on three corners in a special simon. So he made a special sign on the meat so he'd know it wasn't switched. So we have three ways you could eat meat according to Rav. Either freshly shechted, keep your eyes on it, seal it in a package, or make a simon. We'll see a fourth way, I skipped a little, which we'll see in the Rishonim, a story a little later. Rav Chia bar Avin itvid le karkasha, part of the animal, beni dana, between the wine barrels, asa lekam Rav Huna, came to Rav Huna, amr le islach simon abgave, you have a simon? Amr le ilam, he says, no, I don't have any simon. Islach tvias ein abgave, do you recognize it? Recognize means, you don't have a simon. A simon is something I could tell you, but I just recognize, you know, like, I recognize that. And yes, I recognize the same piece of meat that I lost. MK and Zilshkol, if so, take it, it's mutter. Like as Rechani Chuzah, if it legaba de besser, a whole side of meat. Asalakame, Rav Nachman, Amrle, Islach Simon Begavi, you have a simon. Amrle, lo, Islach Tvisa Ina Begavi, do you recognize it? Amrle, and MK and Zilshkol. And the same thing, Rav Nasavara, if like he bore the tchelta, a bundle of tcheles, which again could have been switched for Kala'il and Indigo. Dyed wool. Also, the Gemara of Chista, Amalei Islach Siman Abgavi. Went to Chista, you have a simon. Amalei Lo Islach Tvis Ein Abgavi. Do you recognize that it's your bundle of blue wool? Amalei In and Kain Zilshko. So we see then there are four ways according to Rav you can eat meat: freshly shechted, sealed, simon, or Tvias Ayin. That is the Psak of Rav. Now says the Rambam. Says the Rambam. The Rambam and the Rif and many Sephardic Rishonim Paskin like Rav. V'chein basar nimtza biyad akum be'in yodum mi lakach. Says the Rambam number two. If you find meat in the hands of a guy and you don't know who he bought it from, if the butcher stores in town are Jewish, mutter, or even if most of the butcher stores are Jewish, it's mutter, zel din Torah. That is the din d'oraisa. For asru chacham kol basar, but midraban, and they asked all meat. Hanimsa, that you find being b'shokim yad akum, whether it's in the street or in the hands of a guy, afich kol ha-shochet, kol ha-mochim yishol, even though all the shochets and all those meat sellers are Jews, v'lo'od el alakech basar v'nicha b'veis, even if you take meat and put it in your house, v'ne'la min'ayin, and it, you stop watching it, you take your eyes off it, asr, it's asr, elim kein ha-yilo bo simen, unless you had a simen, o shal yipiyas ayin, or you recognize it, v'umakiro vade shuzeh, o shal yitzar v'chasum, or it was sealed, just like the Gemara said. So the Rambam here, Paskin's like Rav, except he's more machmir. Rav asered meat you left alone because birds or animals might have switched it. He didn't aser meat in the hands of a guy, because where is a human going to get guy, going to get meat except in the store? And then the stores are Jewish. The Rambam was more machmir and asered even meat in the hands of a guy. Any meat a Jewish eye is not on, unless it's sealed or recognized or has a simen, is aser. Okay.
What's the chash resigning table?
Hmm?
What's the chash of that table?
An animal might have
bring something else back.
Exactly. A dog might have taken it and brought something else instead. Hmm. Even though that sounds like an amazing coincidence.
And if your door is closed, then that's just that's called like in a package.
Ah, so we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Rashba says, if the door is closed, animals could still get in. There's always mice, rats, and stuff in your house. If, however, the door is closed and it's hanging from a hook, so the rats can't get it. Or, so the door is closed, people can't switch it. It's hanging from a hook, rats can't get it, then it's okay.
Or if you're on a plane.
Or if you're on a plane when there's no animals, right. If people can't get it. Well, but what about people? The Rambam's worried about people too. Right. So we'll get to that in a moment. Okay, so why is the Rambam more machmer than Rav is a big debate among the Achronim. After all, how could it be more machmer? Some of them say, in the Yerushalmi, Rav's more machmer, you pass like the Yerushalmi. The Aruch HaShulchan says something very clever. Says they only answer nimsa biyad ogichavim shiny. Well, okay, maybe it's too clever. Fine, let's go with the Yerushalmi. Paskins the mechaber. Let's skip for a moment to number four. Basar hanimsa mushlach b'shuk. You find meat in the street. Halachacher rov. Follow the rov. To call the parsh meruv parsh. Everyone knows called the parsh meruv parsh. Emay rov mochrim over guluv maaser. If most of the stores are goyish, it's aser. Emay rov mochrim shal mutter. Most of the stores are Jewish, it's mutter. Chaim batzar nimsa biyad. Goy, v'lo nodim yilakach, find meat in the hands of a goy, imha yumocher basu yishol mutter. If most of these meat sellers in town are Jewish, it's mutter. Basically, you go by rov if you find meat. Zel din Torah, that's din doraisa. Kvar asru chacham kol basar nimsa. We recognize this language from the Rambam. Chacham asert all meat you find, bein b'shuk, bein b'yad, ovi kochavim, whether in the street or in a goy, afish akol mocher kol, even though it's not a rov, even if all the butcher stores are Jewish. Who knows, they might have switched it with meat from someplace far away, from someplace you don't know where it is. Even if you take meat and you put it in your house and you take your eyes over it, it's usher. The Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, not surprisingly, especially since most Sephardic Rishonim agree with him. Just to answer the question that Binyamin asked before, flip the page for a moment to sift that in the Shulchan Aruch. Tala kli male chatichos basar. If you hang a kli full of meat, you hang a kli of meat from a hook, from your ceiling, from your wall, etc. V'nishbar kli, and the basket breaks. V'naflach tichos arts, and the piece fall on the ground. Uba matzach hatichos v'ein lo behem lo simen lo tviyasayim. And you find pieces on the ground, but you don't have a simen or tviyasayim in them. Hareza aser. They're all treif. Sheish lomar. Also baser sheib a kli garato chayo sheretz. You could say some animal or rodent dragged away those pieces. V'zel baser acher, and put this other meat instead. So it's all treif because your eyes were off it. But if you hang it on a hook, etc., she after the sheretz lito l'niach mutter. Stop here, right? And you have to add, although so he'll explain. And it's in your house with the door locked. If it's in your house and the door's closed, people can't switch it. And it's on a hook, and animals can't get to it. Then it's okay, even if your eyes are off it. So that is the psak of the basar. Shen is aling min ha'ayin. Here we have Rav who says it's usher. Rav says it's usher. Says the Rambam. This goes down to the Rambam who adds afilu biyad goy usher, which is not what it sounded like from the Gemara. Most Achronim assume he's possibly like the Rishalmi against the Bavli, because the Rishalmi, which I don't know if the page sounds that way. And that comes down to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, it's Usher, unless, what are the conditions? One is simen from the Gemara, two from later in the Gemara, tefidas ayin, three, I'm not putting in the condition of the Gemara of you didn't take your eyes off it. That's sort of obvious. If you didn't take your eyes off it, it's not Basar Shel Salamin Ayin. Right? Even if you did take either simen, tefidas ayin, sarur v'chasum, wrapped and with a seal on the wrap, like they do nowadays when they make deliveries from kosher stores, or here, this is not from the Gemara, but it's logic based on the Rashba. These are from the Gemara. This is from the Rashba based on logic. If it was Bibeso, where Goyim can't come, Bitoloi Bimasmer. Masmer means nail, that's what we call a hook. Right? The Toloi Bimasmer keeps animals from getting it. And like, remember in camp, you'd hang things up so the ants don't get it. And it's in your house so the people can't switch it. Then it is okay. That's the Psak of the Mechaber, and this is Halacha L'maaseh for Sfardim. For Sfardim, Basar Shel Salamin Min HaAyin is Asur, unless you have one of these things. So for example, let's say you're Sfardim, you're doing a mangal in the park, right? Like most Sfardim do taka. Then you put your food on the barbecue, or you put your food on the table, and the whole family like goes to take a walk to play soccer, whatever it is, and you leave the food there, you come back, all your meat is treif, unless you have a simen, or it was sealed, or you recognize it, right? So it's open to people and animals. Take your eyes off your meat, it's all treif, that's the psak of Sfardim, halacha l'maaseh.
Is three not b'chal one? Torah chazan is not b'chal simen? I mean, if you didn't have a simen on it, you couldn't recognize this as being your Torah chazan thing, then why would that help you?
Yeah, okay, but just practically, simen means simen on the meat, and Torah chazan means a simen on the package. Okay, that is Sfardi Masorah. However, here I'm going to apologize. In the Gemara, there was Levi was in the Gemara, and I just realized Levi's not on this Makorah sheet. So I didn't mean anything personal against Levi. Levi disagrees. He says, Basar Shel Salamin HaAyin is mutter. And you see, by the way, Rav's super dachuk. Like, the Brisa says, oh, if most of the stores are kosher, then it's okay. Okay, no, that's, you know, he gives all the dachuk answers. Says number three, the Rosh summarizing Rishonei Ashkenaz. Number three, for Rashi pasuk to less hilchos like a Rav. Rashi paskin against Rav. Rashi and all the subsequent Rishonei Ashkenaz paskin against Rav. Vevi raya mehach over the Rav Chanan and Erda. This is in the Gemara, but I didn't have it on the page. Iklal ve Rav Kahana from Nara umali yom kippur yava. He came, Rav Chanan, etc. Came to Rav Kahana, etc.'s house on Erev Yom Kippur. Asu urve shadu kavdi bekulyusa. The birds were flying with a lot of meat, and they dropped some livers and kidneys. He says, oh, take it and eat it. It's kosher, because in Erev Yom Kippur, all the Jews eat meat, and the Goyim don't necessarily, right? The Goyim didn't eat meat every day. They weren't so rich then. But all the Jews ate meat in Erev Yom Kippur, so therefore, Rov is kosher, so it's fine. Even though this is like super-duper to Solomon Ayin. As a matter of fact, they had no idea where it came from other than a bird dropped it, right? So you see that it's mutter. All the Stama Shneesim say, Mishnah say, if you find meat, it's mutter. Even though Rav answered them up, she knew the chukay ninhu. Those are dachuk answers. And they also medited, how did Rav eat meat? And the answer is one of those one or three things, right? How did Rav eat meat? But they didn't say, they don't say, how do we eat meat? They don't say, how do we eat meat? No, we eat meat fine. We don't care. How did Rav eat meat? Because he had a weird shita, but we don't hold like Rav. So all the Rishonim Ashkenaz passing against Rav. Just like there was Rav Meir, they asked how he ate meat, and Halacha wasn't like him. There's one sugya that supports Rav. How dayo, a certain bird, a shakal biser, a shadi beit sinta de bebar mar mirion. He grabbed a piece of meat and dropped it between the palm trees of bebar mirion. Also, the comment Abaye va'achshrei. Abaye said you can eat it. Parach v'am Rav Basar Kevin Solomon Ayin Asur. Didn't Rav say Basar Solomon Ayin is Asur? When we depart mene Alma Dahari Hilchazas, and they ask from Rav, doesn't the show that's the halacha? So Rabbi Natam Zalgaris also the comment to Rav. Parach me Rav at the Rav. Rabbi Natam says no. This case was Rav. That's why they asked from Rav. But they wouldn't have asked from Rav on halacha l'maisa. We don't hold like Rav. So that is basically Rashi and Tosfos, etc., hold mutter against Rav. We don't hold like Rav. Levi seems to hold Basar Shel Salamin HaAyin mutter. We don't hold like Rav. We hold Basar Shel Salamin HaAyin as mutter. And all the Mishnayos sound against them. They all say if you find Miko by the roof, he gives dachuk answers. Okay, that's what Ravina Tam says. Here we have an interesting machlokes in Ravina Tam Rashbam. Ravina Tam said, really, if the bird picks up meat and drops it between the palm trees, it's mutter. They just asked how Rav was master it, because he has the girsa that it happened in Rav's days.
According to the Yerushalmi version of Rav, then what's the answer for the Mishnayos? Meaning you can't say it's...
Yeah, aha! So the answer is the Yerushalmi holds that Rav made this gezeira on his own after the time of the Mishnah. And that's how the Orcha Shulchan answers up the Bavli. He says the Havmi of the Bavli is that Rav was telling you the original halacha. And then he had to give Shinui Dechiki to the Mishnayos. But in the Maskana of the Bavli, where Rav saw something happen in the port, it was a new gezeira he made, and then you don't have to answer up the Mishnayos, and that's the Rambam. Very clever. Yes, the Rishami claims it was a post-Mishnaic gzeira. It was a gzeiras ha'amorim. Says the Rashbam, I'm on number 3, third to last line, Tiritz da hada baskin hachar delo karav, hainu heichesha matza basar bakar shenicho. When do we paskin against Rav? When do Ashkenazim paskin against Rav? If you find it where you left it. Like the Sfardim in the barbecue in the park. Sfardim making a picnic in the park, they put the meat down, they come back, it's right where they left it. Okay, Sfardim can't eat it now. Unless they recognize it. Sometimes the person who prepared it recognizes it. Right? Depends on what it is. You know, if it's like a hamburger from a package, I don't know if you're going to recognize it. If it's meat you prepared yourself, maybe you would. Or maybe you'd recognize it. Either way, I don't know. Not my problem. Either you do or you don't. But Ashkenazim would say, says, no, if you find it where you left it, then we don't pass like Rav. Give me a break. Wait, someone switched it? Why would you think someone switched it? Aval Heicha Shen, sorry. We're not worried about it. A bird, a raven took it and put other meat in the same place? That's ridiculous. But if you know a bird took it and dropped it, like this case in Elu Metzios, then we're worried it might be a different piece. Says Rashbam, yeah, we paskin half and half. So here, Rabbi Tam didn't think this. Here you have two different versions. You have Rabbi Tam's super maple version, which says that it's mutter even if a bird took it, and then you found it. Right? The bird took it, you dropped it, you went searching, you find a piece of meat, even that's mutter, says Rabbeinu Tam, says Rashbam, no. Mutter if it's in the same place you left it. But he admits it's usser if someone took it and put it someplace else, then already you don't have to be a crazy rav. Then already, that's mistaber that it was switched. Right? That's like you dropped the head in the river and picked up another head. That's the real case of Rav. That's mistaber to Asr. It's not mistaber to Asr, the crazy thing. It's mistaber. Yeah, I dropped a piece of meat in the river and I find a piece of meat in the riverbank. That's mistaber to Asr. And ends the Rashbam. Vahani uvdi iklameir da havi irshruva uvdi chavim. It was a city mostly goyim. The kevin shenevan iklameka shvei. Since you lost it and then found it, make a shvei. But if it was lost and found. And that's how he explains all those people who need a Tvias Ayin in the case of the Gemara. Why did they ask, do you have a simdi of Tvias Ayin, if we don't hold like Rav? Because it wasn't where they left it. Right? Flourish bam, everything's nicha. If it's where you left it, don't be crazy. If it's not where you left it, if it's not where you left it, why don't you go by Rov? But if it was lost and found, then it's usur if Rov of the butchers are treif. Then it's usur, then you go by rove. If you lost it and found it, that's found. If rove of the butchers are treif, it's pretty poshut, right? Not even big chiddush. All this chiddush is that if you lost it and found it, you can't assume it was the same one, you have to go by rove. Well, Rabbeinu Tam seems to think if you lost it and found it, you can assume it was the same one, within reason.
How do you know you found it if you don't have it to be assigned in a row?
Exactly. That's what Rabbeinu Rashbam's reasonable, right? A bird took and he dropped it. I saw the bird drop it. I look around there. I found it. Rabbeinu Tam would say, mutter stam. Rashbam would say, no. How do I know I found the one the bird dropped? You know, I lost it. I found it in the bushes. Someone kicked into the bushes. Rabbeinu Tam would say, fine. Bushes alman ayin mutter. Rashbam would say, how do I know it was a different one in the bushes? Once it was already someplace else. Then you have to go by rov. Let's see how we paskin. Let's continue. Flip the page to Shulchan Aruch Bet. We're up to the third line of Bet. The third line of the second side of the page. Lito l'niach mutter. V'yesh matir and bashar shalom and ayin etzov makshvei nichu. V'yesh omer says it's mutter if you find it where you left it. That's Rashbam. Okay, Rina Tam seems to be more makel. That's no one. Here is So this becomes, this Rashbam becomes Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber. How would Sfardim Paskin? Like the Stam Mechaber, Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber. Like the Stam. So Sfardim have to be very much. For Sfardim, this is a big Chumrah. One of the few Chumrahs of Sfardim in Yordea. If you leave your meat alone in the picnic, it's treif. If you don't have a simen or a seal or at least recognize. However, the Ashkenazim say, no way, you find it where you left it. What's the problem? Tenech, if it's not where you left it already, okay, then you have to be choshes. If you find it where you left it, that's the problem. It says the Ramah Hagah, v'aminu l'hakel k'svar achrona, v'aminu Ashkenaz like the second svar to be mekel. This is the Ramah. The Ramah paskins like the Rashbam. That is the din for Ashkenazim. Continues, v'afilu hayu b'yad nachrim, even if you find it in the hands of a guy. If all the butcher stores in town are Jewish and kosher, then it's mutter. Right? Even if you find it in the hands of a guy, you go by rov, which is what the Rashbam says. If it was lost and found, or if you find it in the hands of a guy, you go by rov. Ah, he says you need all the butchers to be Jewish. Says the Shach, number 5, Yod Aleph, Shekol Mochrim Kol Avdavka Derubo Kekulo. Now it means rov is Jewish. So that's how the, let's just review, how Ashkenazim, halacha, lemaisa, for Ashkenazim. For Sephardim, the halacha lemaisa is very simple. You, unless you have one of these four things, you're in big trouble. For Ashkenazim, what's the halacha lemaisa? So the halacha lemaisa, at least, seems to be, okay, we'll see this rule for a little machlokas. What's the different cases? The different cases are, if you find it where you left it, or if you find it not where you left it, right? Or in the hands of a guy. So, here we have matzah b'makom shehiniach. You find it where you left it, that's where the Ramah says mutter. Right? Mutter. We'll see. Well, there's room for other shitas. Should we go a little out of order? Let's go a little out of order. Look at 8. The end of the first paragraph of 8, you see there's brackets at the end of the first paragraph of 8. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Aruch HaShulchan, Ubal nefesh la'atzmo yochersh l'das ha-ramam, sh'das ha-ga'onim, kach kosov ha-tvu ha-shor, v'sim l'chadosa shifches, etc. There's room for bal nefesh v'machro like the Rambam, even in Ashkenazic bal nefesh. Okay, if someone's on a high madriga, they can be machro like the Rambam. Could be you're giving a super mahadran ashkacha, you want to be machro like the Rambam. Is it so hard to be machro like the Rambam? Well, nowadays we don't really have so many shrutzim in most regular houses, right? So lock the door, you know, or make a simon or tvias ayin or something like that. Okay, mutter, right? V'yesh makom lebal nefesh lahachmir, but you don't really have to be macher. Okay, we paskin mutter. Now, how about the next case? Here, what about nebad u'matzah, or matzah b'yad goy, right? Or for that matter, matzah b'shok, right? Either you lose it and find it, right? So then you don't know it's the same piece, or you stop find a piece and you don't know what it is. Then what's the halacha be? The halacha should be you go by rov, right? That's what the Mishnah said, and Rav answered with Shinui Dechike. So here we have a little bit of machlokas. Said the number 6, Sefer HaTruma, it all starts with the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is a Talmud of the Reb, Baruch of Gemaizah, like Rabbeinu Baruch, quoted in Tosa sometimes. He says, Hilkach, imi niyach etichas basar v'halach l'shok, v'chazer u'metza v'makam sheinicha. You left it at home and went out and came back. Found ein choshem shemech lifa, or if you don't have to worry, it was switched. Umuteres af bi she'ena makira, and it's mutter even though you don't recognize it. Look, shechazer mutter makam acher. If you find it in a different place, yishlachos lechilafa orim. Then you have to worry. A bird or animal might have switched it. Achi lo simon. Found in a different place, it's a problem. Unless you have a simon or yekrin, because I don't recognize it. V'minicha. Okay. Stop there. Says the. We'll read outside the prechadish. The prechadish argues with everyone else. As a matter of fact, let's summarize it in number 8. Won't read the Pichadish inside. Number 8, Aruch HaShulchan. Says, Aval das Rashi Zalva od kamer v'seinu d'les hilchza karav. The halach is not like Rav. Ein osur malamas ayin. We don't ask for basur salam and ayin. V'im matzah basur makam shenichu b'veso. If you find it where you left it in your house, o b'chatzera or your yard, o filu b'shuk. Even if you, if it's in the street. But if you find it exactly where you left it, I feel like no shum simon tfiyas ayin, you have no simon tfiyas ayin, I feel makam shiroz tabach kutim, even if most of the place is gayish. Mikol makam kiri shum etzolva makam shi nicho lo chashin shum dover. If you find it where you left it, it's no problem. That's Ashkenazi psak. Achim etzolva makam achir. What if you find it someplace else? Then, sir, simon tfiyas ayin, you need a simon tfiyas ayin. I feel bebeisom ein makam lo mishachim neyabaisi nicho makam achir. Even in your house, if you find it where you didn't leave it, and you don't think that someone in your family moved it, and obviously an animal moved it, then it's treifless. You have a simon or tvias ayin. V'zel k'sherov tabachim kutim. When is it treif if you've lost it and found it someplace else? Neva, rumatza, you know, b'makam acher. When is it treif if most of the town is goyish? Because if you find it someplace else, it's like a fresh piece of meat, and then you go by the rov. So if most of the butchers are goyish, for example, if you're in New York, it's treif. What if you're in Yerushalayim, most butchers in Yerushalayim are kosher, right? Then it's kosher. The Avol Kshirov Yisrael Lo Gurmi Nintzav Basrish is Baruch Fanei the Butchers Teigamna. But if most of the butchers in town are Jewish, then it's no worse than finding on the street, which we say it's mutter. V'yesh Oser Gam Barov Tamche Yisrael Shem Mitzav Makom Acher. Some people say, the Prichadash say, even if most of the butchers are Jewish, if you find it someplace else, it's usher. The garmi nimtza, it's worse than finding in the street. Mishum the yish reyetz alafaneinu, because there's a reyetz usher, mitzav makam acher, that you find a different place. Yish litlos ba'orvin, and it could have been the birds. Sheif yub makam racha, who could have brought it from far away in a different town where most of the butchers are gosh. Acha ikar nerek de rishonu, but probably it's lena in the mitzvim orvin. But by us, the birds, we don't have so many ravens to switch the meat, so we paskin like the main shim sak against the Prichadash, kol shekos v'yam shel shlomo. Okay, let's just review for a moment. This case, you follow Rove, right? What about this case? What if you lose it and find it someplace else? So here is a machlokas. Most posts can say, follow the Rove. The Prichadash says, since there's a reyasa that it moved mysteriously, if it moved mysteriously, there's a reyasa, and therefore it's usher. It's usher regardless. Why? Because maybe birds switch it, and birds don't go to butchers and don't get from local butchers. You never know where the meat might have come from. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, we don't follow this Prichadash. His diyuk was in the Sefer Truma. Sefer Truma says if you find it someplace else, it's usher. And didn't say it depends on rove. That's an argument from silence. Not a good deal. Lemaisa, what do we say? If you find meat on the street, you follow the rove. If you find meat, you lose your meat and you find other meat, you're in a park in Yerushalayim. Even if you lose your meat and you find it 2 meters away, you can follow rove. Rove meat in Yerushalayim is kosher. And it's okay. Now, if you only eat Eidah Haredis, rove meat in Yerushalayim is not Eidah Haredis. But if you want to know if it's kosher, it's kosher.
Is rove mahadrin?
Right. Is rove meat in Yerushalayim mahadrin? I have no idea.
Ashkenazim don't need glock, so...
You're right.
Combine the two sheets.
Okay, now, here I just want to list two other cases. One case, an interesting case, what if you don't know if it's in the same place or not? Let's say you leave it in the park, and you come back, and you don't notice that it's in the wrong place, but you don't remember where you left it. So what if you don't know? Right, so what if... Eino yodea... Im matza b'makom shehin nicho, oh b'makom acher. Right, you're absent-minded. How common is this? I'm not sure. Right, you leave your meat, you come back, you see it, and you're like, I have no idea where I left it. Maybe it's in the same place, maybe it's not. The question is, had Ashkenazim paskin. You need to know it's in the same place to prove that it's kosher. Or it's kosher unless you have a reyasa of finding it in a different place. Right? That's the chakira. Go up to Makar 5, says the shachim test, and tov b'makom, etc. Because of ha'ateres zahav, what we call the lavosh, or chayafa, dim chazer v'tzoh, af mishlo nosan daitim b'makom shenicho alo, ain't nogin la'asro. If you find it, even though you didn't pay attention, whether it's the same place or a different place, the minig is that it's not asr. Fil makom shrov tabachom v'chom, even if most of the meat is goyish, you assume it's the same place till you have a reisa. V'tzorchiyam inali hami diber rasha because of time lo chashin lo ervech lifa v'viyo ba'osu makam atzma mashma lav hachi aser, etc. He says, no, the rush says, we don't think a bird would have switched and put it in the same place. If it's in the same place, it's okay. But you need the knowledge in the same place. Like, you need proof that it's mutter. So here, what's the machlokas? Says the lavash, mutter until proven otherwise. It's mutter unless you know it moved. Says the Shach, no. It's usser, or rather, you go by Rove of the city. Right? Then it's like, if you don't know if it's in the same place, that's as bad as knowing it's in a different place. You don't have proof that it's in the same place, right? The question is, what's the default? Says, no, you follow Rove. We paskin like the Shach. That you follow Rove in that case. Where Machber, usually you would know. But if you happen to have no idea if it was in the same place or not, then we paskin the Shach. You don't have evidence it's the same meat, you have to be choshes it's different meat. If it's different meat, go by Rove of the city in Yerushalayim, it's kosher. And in Manhattan, it's treif.
Does it make a difference if it moved, but like in the obvious way that it was just like the wind or something? Like it flipped over?
That's an interesting question. Like, what if it moved in a way that's mistaber, it should move that way? Is that a problem or not? That is a fascinating question. After all, it's not mavish the same place, but it's a more or less the same place, and like it should have moved there. It's a good question.
You don't need, the move's not a reisa, so like meaning in that case,
but according to the Shach,
I'm saying
according to the push would be mutter, right?
Right.
But according to the Shach, like you have evidence it's in the same place.
Yeah, don't you?
What's
the difference between this place and that?
Because what if it moved to the other side of this park and it was a strong wind? Where are you going to draw the line?
No, I mean, obviously it has to be like...
Okay, I would say, like, if it's mamish the same place, just move the drop, then that's the same place. But I don't know where to draw the line. But, like, if it moved 1 meter and you're like, well, there's a strong wind, I don't think you could be making.
But like, if it's like a picnic or something, if things move around when there's wind, where it's on your picnic...
It's like a real point, too. Yeah, I feel like you... Or if you know that it's...
But it could also have gotten switched by people or animals. I don't know. I would say only if it's, like, really in the same place. But I can't prove it.
How do you find Rove again?
Rove butchers in the city.
What if Rove people in the area are Jewish?
Well, first of all, it doesn't matter if they're Jewish or not, if they're kosher. Right? So that's a good question. There's a whole machlok zachronim. Do you go by Rove butcher shops or Rove volume of meat sold in the butcher shops, right? What if there are three small butcher shops versus two big butcher shops? So that's a big machlokas. The pashtus is I would only be making if I had Rove butcher shops and Rove volume. Or what if it's Rove people, right? So that's a good question, because there's one Mishnah that sounds like you should go by the Rove people, by the Rove, like, no. If it's, that depends on raw meat or cooked meat. Basically, the Mishnah says, now remember, right there, if it's raw meat, you go by Rove butcher shops. If it's cooked meat, you go by Rove people. It's like whoever processed it last. Okay, now one last case. The Sefer Truma has a Chumra at the end. Go back to the Sefer Truma number 6, one last mucker, then we have to stop. Middle of the third line of 6 says, the middle word is probably the simon, then obit vias ayin. The chain of shleich biyat noch, oh, sorry, no, I take it back. End of the second line of 6. V'mhinicha b'shok bein ha'akum, what if you leave it in the middle of goyim, in the shuk of goyim? What if you leave it on a picnic table in the middle of a park full of goyim? Even if it's in the same place you left it, it's aser. Big chumra. If you don't have similar to v'yasayin, likely you send a delivery in the hands of a guy, I didn't came, etc. The second half of this question: if I send a delivery through a guy, and that's worse than Boston Zalman Ayin, I've handed it over to a guy. If I don't have a simon, it's treif. That's why all the kosher stores in America put simon in when they deliver. Probably in Israel too. I just never got a delivery in Israel. Right? What if you leave it among goyim? Is that considered like handing it over to the goyim so it's more chumer? Or is that just considered like leaving it in its place so Ashkenazim is mutter? Mechadish sefer truma, if you leave it among goyim, that's worse than finding it in its place. That's like asking the goyim to watch it for you. And then you have to be machmir. You have to go by the roof of the city. Meaning in Manhattan, if I leave it in the middle of a room full of goyim in Manhattan, since Rove meaning Manhattan is treif, Sefer Truma says that's usher. Because I've handed it over to the goyim. It's not just regular buster shalom. It's worse. Says the Aruch Hashulchan number 8, Yod, last mocker, yesh v'sha'omer de b'shut shal goyim sheim arov, if it's mostly goyim, yesh lesser afilu matzah b'as mokshmein, if it's usher, even if you find it, you left it. Im shay zazman.
if it was a while, if, you know, if it was like long enough that the goyim really would feel like, you know, like it was just left there. You have to worry the goyim might have switched it. And look, Sharon Basar Shah Basar kosher, unless most of the city's kosher anyway, like Yerushalayim, then even if he switched it, it would be mutter. But Gamakutum Lok Basar kosher. Of course, it's only mutter if most of the meat, the goyim, even the city is kosher. Which is not so pasha, meaning Yerushalayim. If you go to a place in Yerushalayim where only Arabs hang out, or mostly almost all Arabs hang out, most of the meat the goyim eat, the Arabs buy, is trif. And he makes sense that Orach HaShofar is machber that way. So, for example, here it's different. Let's say I don't know if there is such a thing, to a church in, there is no such thing, but let's assume. I went to a church in Efrat, where all the home health care aides pray on their Sundays, right? And I leave my food there. Then that's a place where most of the goyim in Efrat eat kosher meat. So that would be okay, because most of them shop in the kosher shops. But if I go someplace with Arabs in Jerusalem, most of the Arabs in Jerusalem buy trace meat. They have their own butcher shops in the East Jerusalem. So then it would be a problem. That's the chumrah of the Sefer HaTrumah, which the Aruch HaShulchan endorses, the Reitam. Here's the chumrah of the Sefer HaTrumah. What if matzah b'makom sheheniach Makom shel goyim. It's a goyish place. I go to the museum in Manhattan. I put my food on the table, and we all leave, not just for 1 minute. We leave for 10 minutes, and we leave the food there. And everyone's chafshi to do whatever they want among all the goyim. Then we come back, says the for truma, that's usser. That's like found meat. We're choshes, it was switched, even if it's in the same place. Big chumra the sefer truma. And the Aruch HaShulchan is machmer that way. So here is the pashtus of the Rishoni Ashkenaz is that it's mutter, right? They never made a chiluk, but the Sefer HaTruma and the Aruch HaShulchan say follow Rov of Basar Hanechal Al Yedei Goyim Deirzeh. Follow Rov Goyish meat, because you left with the Goyim, not Rov meat in the town. Rov Goyish meat in the town, because you left with the Goyim. You're afraid they might have switched the meat with you. And that is a Lemaisa, since there are still some Achronim who think you should even follow the Rambam. Even though we don't follow the Rambam, we should be Machmer like this. Which means even for Ashkenazim, where Boshin, Zalman, Ayin is Mutter, there's a limit to Boshin, Zalman, Ayin. What's the limit for Ashkenazim? If you leave your meat at home or in a Jewish place, it's always fine. But if you leave your meat among goyim for more than just a minute or two, then it's a problem, unless Rov the goyim eat kosher meat. And if you find meat in the street, or you leave your meat and you'll find it in the same place, then you have to assume it's found meat, and like the Rashbam, and follow Rov the meat in your town. So that's halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa sfardim, unless you have simen, tvias ayin, chosam, or it was locked up and hung up, it's treif. For Ashkenazim, now if you find it, where it is, it's kosher. But if you find it in a different place, it's treif. If Rov meat in your city is treif. And big chiddush of the true Sefer Truma, if you leave it among goyim, that's like handing it over to goyim, and then it's treif unless it's sealed, or you have a simon, or tvias ayin, or the goyim eat kosher meat anyway, which they probably don't in most places. And that is halacha l'maisa. There's a famous, everyone know the famous airplane story, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the famous airplane story, right? The guy left the sandwich, went to wash, came back, wouldn't eat the meat. The guy next to him says, how come you're not eating the meat? He says, well, it's a din, b'shem shalom, and I eat b'chuli. Guy says, that's amazing. I was so curious what the kosher meat tastes like, I actually switched with you. And that's the treif meat. I can't believe you saw through it. So the guy was very impressed with the siyata d'shmaya. So the question is, the question is really, the question is though, is it, what was the real halach in this case? If the guy was fart, assuming the guy didn't have tvias ayin, right? Assuming the guy had already unwrapped it, that was the case, he already unwrapped it, otherwise he of course would have noticed someone tampered, right? No chasima, no simen, no tvias ayin. He should have looked at it really hard to make tvias ayin, which might be hard in airline food because it's sort of standard shape, or made a simen on it.
It's way worse than that.
What's the din there? If he was Sephardi, then he shouldn't have eaten it. If he was Ashkenazi, then he found it where he left it, but he left it among the goyim.
Maybe that's the Sefer Truma, although even here it's a little tricky because the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan is Im Shoha Ezes Man Shish Locha Shakuti Echlifo. If you left long enough for the Kuti to switch it, I guess here it was long enough for the Kuti to switch it. So the truth is, not so crazy in that case, that the fellow is Machmir, the story might be right, even for Ashkenazim, according to this Aruch HaShulchan, it was a good thing, because Haka, the Kuti did switch it in this story. Whether the story is true or not, could have happened.
Everyone here knows that story?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Rebbe kept saying, like, more than a minute or two. Like, that story like, was just a minute or two.
Yeah, so the truth is, what's Eiz as Manchish, Locha Shakuti Echlifo? Long enough, you might think he could have switched it. So what's long enough, he could have switched it?
How long does it take to switch it?
I mean, how long does it take to switch it, right? More than taking your eyes off it, right? But I guess even just going to wash is long enough for him to switch it. So you have to be careful if you leave it among goyim.
In that particular setting, it's easier because like he's just sitting next to you and he just goes like he has food in front of him.
Depends on the setting.
How does the kosher food look exactly like the trade food? I never got that story.
I know sometimes they order to look the same. Okay, so that is even for Ashkenazim, that story might be correct. Because, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if you leave with Goyim, it's as if you gave it to a Goyish delivery guy, where everyone knows once you hand it over to Goyim, then you need a Simon or a Chosam or a Tviyas Ayin.
What's a city?